Welcome to Rant and Rave.
Rant and Rave.
Episode 7.
Episode 7. What? Where we are ranting and raving from a rave.
Yeah, from a literal house party.
House party.
Yep.
Do we have any, corrections? Anything from last week?
I just want to apologize for my bad BTS cover. I want to come back to that at a later episode. I just feel like I just got so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That it was, like, bad, but...
I feel like it's definitely worth two parts, too.
Oh, 100%. Because, like,
oh my god.
There's so much to
They're good. They're good guys. So, yeah, we can definitely come back to that. Also, I'm eating a cheeseburger while we record this, because,
How was your week? Oh, wait.
Fudge and hungry.
I was asking, gonna ask you how your week was, but...
My week was good. We're gonna talk about that. How was your week?
My week was, you know, actually pretty good. Tax deadline came and went. I survived. I survived my first tax season as a bookkeeper. It was wonderful.
Crushing it.
I literally cried. I was like, wow, thank you God this is over.
Tears of joy.
Okay.
Yes.
But let's get into this.
All right.
Okay. So my rant this week, I literally thought of while I was sitting in Starbucks waiting to go to work because I was like, you know.
I forgot you were going first.
Yeah.
I was like, I was ready to be like, and
our show was called Rant and Rave.
Hello, what's the format? All right.
And
okay.
So my rant is that. So I guess it's more of a persuasive essay, I guess, in the form of a rant. It's that Disney was better in the early 1000s/90s.
Oh!
And before anyone is like, Perry, you're born in 99. You literally can't say that that the 90s had anything better, dum-dum.
But you can. You still know 90s content.
Like, there's things called reruns, so, like, shove it.
So, okay, are you talking, like Disney Channel?
Yeah, like Family Channel.
Family Channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna like a bit of nostalgia. So like we all remember coming home from like school or whatever.
Yeah.
And like getting yourself a snack and sitting down in front of the TV and turning on for like I know what for me was channel 43 on basic cable.
Yep.
Yeah, the Family Channel or the Disney Channel in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And like That's a Raven, Hannah Montana, The Proud Family, Sweet Life on Deck. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Even Stevens,
Lizzie McGuire,
and like just that great selection.
Yeah,
like it's a highlight of my childhood for sure.
Yeah,
fudge and love it.
Yeah,
fudge and love it.
Yeah,
and like maybe it's me being an 18-year-old, but like all the wholesome, like hearty, good shows that I loved as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just there's just nothing that's replaced it. You know, like,
yeah,
like it just seemed to have gone downhill.
Yeah. And I think people's argument is like, well, you know, like, you're older now. You've just outgrown it. But, I mean, I can go back and rewatch Lizzie McGuire and still be like, I feel you, girl.
And, of course I can be objective and say, like, if I was in the newer generation, maybe I would appreciate it more.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not, and I think that just...
Yeah.
The shows that I used to love had messages to them and definitely, like, learning lessons. And, like, that's a lot of part of what I want to talk about is, like... Like, I'm going to talk about two widely popular shows, which is That's a Raven and the show that launched Bella Thorne. Or what? How do you say her name?
Bella Thorne?
Yeah. I thought you said her name weird.
Do I?
Yeah, you and Tay. I thought you did. Like, Bella Thorne or something?
Like, Charlize Theron?
I don't know. I can't remember.
No, I think they say it normal. Bella Thorne?
No, like, I thought there was a joke.
Well, maybe I just sometimes say Bella Thorne.
I do that too. She's gross. But also Zendaya. Yeah. Like, their show.
Zendaya's cool.
Yeah, their show Shake It Up.
Shake It Up. You so, like, shake it.
Yeah.
So I think I know. Are you going to talk about, like, specific episode?
Yeah.
Because I think I know what episode of That's a Raven you're going to talk about.
Yeah. In relation to Shake It Up?
No, maybe not.
Okay.
But I think I know, like, message-wise, I think, is it the one where she, wants to be on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, That's a Raven is a show that dealt with, like, a lot of problems that are relevant then and are relevant now.
Yeah.
Like, racism, self-confidence, relationships, platonic and romantic, which, like, people forget about that. Like, as important romantic relationships are...
Strong friendships are important.
Your friends are who are gonna be there for you when your romantic relationship does not work.
They are your rock.
Yeah, exactly. And That's a Raven, like, Chelsea and Raven's friendship, like, you saw them go through it.
Up, down, and they, you know,
like, they worked
it
out.
Through. And things, like, aren't always going to be good all the time, but you make it out.
Yeah. And so, like, it was a lighthearted show overall, but, like, it demonstrated real-life problems and that are dealt with in every day. And in season 2, episode 8, which that is a copy and paste because I didn't know this, Reuben designs a dress in a magazine. Yeah, Sarah knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I loved this episode so much.
And a magazine decides that they want to have the dress featured, and so Raven's like, she models the dress herself, and then she's heartbroken when she finds herself to be photoshopped. At the show where her dress is to be premiered for the first time, she goes to the show in her dress, owning it, by the way, and is like she says, like, the absolutely iconic quote of, in case you haven't noticed, people come in all shapes and sizes, and they are all beautiful. Put that in your magazine.
Yeah.
Which, like...
Because they wanted a white, skinny model to wear her dress on that runway. And she was like, nah, man.
That's literally the exact opposite of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, is so important. Sarah's just gonna take a delicate drink of her McDonald's.
I'm trying to not make it too much, like... I'm just annoyed, so I'm trying to, like, chew quietly and, like... take sips so my ice doesn't, like, rattle
in my... so we have that, which is, like, such an amazing message, especially to the target audience. Mm-hmm. And, like...
Yeah.
Of, like, girls who are, like, preteens, who are so impressionable.
Yeah.
Like, if I... Like, hearing that stuff when I was a kid, like, definitely made me feel, like, a bit better. Because I know I am not the skinniest.
Yeah.
And it's, like, still I'm cool.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I mean, like, to compare that to, like, it's controversial, and a lot of people had problems with it. This episode of Shake It Up, where Rocky and Cece are headed to, like, work on an event. Rocky and Cece are the characters there. That's, I think Rocky is Zendaya's character, and Cece is Bella Thorne's.
I think so.
Yeah. And one of the guests attending to them says to them that they're adorable and that she would eat them up, you know, if she ate. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shake It Up is not a show that I, like, watched all the time. Like, we watch episodes here and there, and, like...
Yeah, I think, like...
I never, like, never saw that episode.
Yeah.
And, like, as you heard, it literally left me, like, fucking speechless.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe, like, oh. Like,
yeah.
And so people, like, saw that and were immediately assumed that Disney was making fun of eating disorders. And, I mean, considering that, like, ex-Disney star Demi Lovato literally went to rehab and, like, dealt with, like... substance abuse because of, like, eating disorders and stuff.
Self-harming.
Like,
anorexia, bulimia,
like, she was outraged. There's a series of tweets she made, and Disney PR replied to it, like, saying, like, oh, we're gonna pull it. But it still doesn't change the fact that it happened.
It was written.
Yeah.
Someone wrote that.
And it was okay to be aired for kids.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
Yeah.
I really don't think...
It's not cool.
No. Like, take it's not back okay. to, like, the... awkward Lizzie McGuire, where they didn't dress perfectly, like, where it was, like, real teens, sort of speak.
Yeah, and Lizzie McGuire, sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But Lizzie McGuire also did, an episode about eating disorders.
Yeah.
And, like, it was done really well.
Yeah.
It was, what was Lizzie McGuire's friend? Miranda?
Yeah.
Friend? Yeah. She was... And they were doing, like, a project where they were dancing, and she saw herself on camera, and she was like, oh my god, I do not like the way I look. I hate this. And so, you know, like, it showed her going through, like I'm gonna skip this meal, and I'm gonna do this. But, like, there were no jokes about it, and her friends came to help her. Like, it wasn't jokes, but it was, like, serious.
And that's so important, because how are these kids supposed to learn anything about it? Because it's not talked about, especially eating disorders.
Yeah.
Which should be, because...
Yeah, like, shout out to Demi Lovato for being so open about it.
Like,
because those are the people we need.
And people are always like, I remember, like, even me in my psychology class in, like, 11th grade when we were talking about eating disorders, I was like, yeah, whatever. But, like, because, you know, like, it's just doesn't seem, like, to be something to be concerned about. But it really is. Like,
yeah.
It should be talked about more.
Yeah, you know, it's, like, I never have had that issue. You know, like, I've obviously had moments where I've been, like, oh, man, I do not look good in this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not fitting me well. Like, everyone has those moments where they're, like, oh. But, like, I watched my sister struggle through an eating disorder. And, like, it's hard to watch the people that you love go through that.
Yeah.
And, like, and you know, I don't know. Jokes.
Yeah, I know I definitely never had an eating disorder, so to speak. But there was definitely, like a part in my life where I was, like, not eating properly. I was not happy with how I looked.
Yeah.
And it definitely impacts you.
Yeah.
And just, I think that, what I'm trying to say is...
Don't joke about it.
Yeah.
It's no laughing matter.
Yeah.
Like,
and, there should be more thought going into what we're showing, like, the future of our,
Especially young, impressionable girls.
Yeah.
Like, We gotta protect those sweet little baby angles.
The future is female.
The future is female.
Like, whether people like it or not, I'm gonna, like, it's...
Hold on.
Yeah.
We're coming.
And so maybe this rant is more of Disney's shows targeted towards younger girls has gone down.
Yeah.
Because they still have a lot of really well done, like...
Yeah.
Like, shows for, like, general audiences.
Yeah.
But, like, they're ones where it's, like, this is, like, a show for, like, girls to fall in love with. And, like, yeah. This is, like, gonna be their Hannah Montana. You know,
like, Shake It Up was a good show.
Yeah.
I liked that show, the episodes that I watched.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I don't think you can blame the actors.
No. No,
because they're just saying it. Yeah. But, like... Writers of these shows have to be more conscious about what they're writing
and
who their audience is.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Shut the fuck up, Liam. Can you keep that in?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I was gonna say, I was gonna say something.
Like, another thing is when I was doing, like, my little bit of preliminary research, is people were talking about how, like, the parenting in these shows has, like, gone down. Like, it's just, like, these kids kind of run amok and do whatever they want. Like, it's kind of
cool. You know what? It's true.
Yeah. And, like, all the, like, the newer ones, like, yeah. It's just, like, whatever flies. But, like, Hannah Montana, like, fucking Hannah Montana got grounded.
Yeah.
And she couldn't do what she wanted to.
Billy Ray was real involved, man. Yeah.
And so we're, like, a lot of the parents on these shows.
Even Stevens had probably some of the funniest parents.
Yeah.
And, like, that's so Boy Raven had great parents.
Boy oh Meets World.
Oh, man. Right in the feels. Pudge and loved Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World 2 had fucking eating disorder episodes with Topanga. And you know, like, that fucking episode when she cut her hair.
I think Boy Meets World and even the new Girl Meets World.
Which is canceled now. Which is so sad. Yeah.
I think those are two shows that really did it for kids.
Like, Boy Meets World was ahead of its time.
No, 100%.
Like, for the time that it was on TV, like, they were dealing with issues that were, you know, still very taboo, kind of.
Yeah,
And this is, like, a kind of going on, it's not Disney Channel, but, like, Degrassi.
Degrassi, oh my gosh.
Degrassi's
always pushed limits, though, which is good, and which is what's needed.
Like, honestly... Fuck you if you say Degrassi isn't a good show. Like, that is good Canadian content, okay? Fucking...
It suddenly got quiet and I just got, like, sweats.
You gonna come for me for Degrassi? I'll fucking fight you. But Degrassi Junior High from the 80s.
Yeah.
Fucking Degrassi High. And then Degrassi The Next Generation. I don't know so much about, like, the new one that's on now.
The new one is still doing what old Degrassi did.
Yeah. So, Degrassi The Next Generation, there's an episode where... Manny is pregnant. Manny gets an abortion, okay? This show, the States, Degrassi gets aired in the States. They would not air that episode. It took them a year before they would air that episode because they were like, oh.
Which speaks volumes about the climate of women's rights in America.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, you know, as a Canadian show, like, they're not afraid to go for it. I fucking love Degrassi.
I remember, this was a couple years ago, like 2 years ago or so, and like one of the newer Degrassis was playing on Late Night Family Channel, which, God love me, I was watching, and they were talking about like this girl had a vibrator, and they were talking about it openly on like Family Channel.
Yes.
I was like, holy shit.
Yes. And preach. You know, even like the really old Degrassi, like they dealt with teen pregnancies, abortion issues, and like
talking positively about sex when you're a teen is like important, because then it doesn't make it like this big like
taboo thing. Yeah.
Which is needed.
It's like last week.
Exactly.
Fucking Cosmo, man.
Exactly. Like, stop sheltering your kids, because it's, what, like, in the end, it's gonna fuck them up.
Yeah. Just talk to them.
Yeah.
And Disney, learn how to fucking write better.
Yeah. Disney, like,
get your shit together. Give
kids what they need. Give them actual educational shit.
Yeah.
Instead of making me watch a show called Ant Farm about smart kids who do dumb shit.
Yeah,
China McClane. I'm so sorry. You're really pretty.
I know I've watched like maybe half an episode of that. I find like I just cringe the whole time I watch these new shows.
Right.
But if you threw Hannah Montana on, I'd be like, you get the best of both worlds. My favorite vine.
Oh.
Just, you know,
Hannah Montana. And also, Montana's like, great. Side note, not anything educational at all or, like, meaningful that I'm about to say, but fucking old Disney original movies.
Oh.
Oh my, Cadet Kelly.
Oh, you freaking love. I don't know what that noise was.
The look on Tara's face is pure joy.
I loved Cadet Kelly. Oh.
The Halloween Town?
Halloween Town. Good movies.
Joanna didn't know what this was when I said it, but Twitches?
Yes! Yes! One and two?
Yes!
Yes!
Honestly, I wanted to be them so bad.
Oh, Twitches was so good. Bad. And there was one, it was based on a true story. It was about the twin sisters who play basketball.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember what it was called, but.
Princess Protection Program?
That was a good one.
High School Musical?
Yeah. High School Musical. Perry just did the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Disney had good content.
Yeah.
I think the last good movie that Disney Channel put out was that. Is it the Teen Beach movie?
Yes!
Like, that was good. I actually liked that one. I didn't see the second one, but I liked. The
second one wasn't bad.
I liked the first one.
The first one, it was cute. I watched in a heat stroke, comatose kind of state.
Ah, that's the best way to watch Disney Channel.
After a very long day at Canada's Wonderland. Yeah,
that's the best way to watch Disney Channel.
And it was wonderful. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was, I think that's probably like the last, that's probably the last Disney Channel movie I watched. And probably, you know what? That's the best one. That's all I need to know about.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that's,
yeah. That was a good rant.
Thank you.
I didn't even know what you were ranting about this week. That was fun.
Thank you.
Oh, that was good. I like that one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I sat in Starbucks and looked like a pretentious dickhole with my fucking coffee and a glass of water writing on my keyboard. Like, oh, I'm definitely writing a screenplay.
I'm such a hipster.
I'm a pained artist.
But also, we fucking love Starbucks, so, yeah. Like, you know.
My baristas know my name and my order. Like, it's fucking wonderful.
You're winning at life.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm really excited to hear Sarah's topic this week about her week this week, because I literally sent her a text, like, don't tell
me anything.
I want it to be clean for the show.
All right. So, I am raving about Las Vegas. I just got back from Las Vegas. My aunt took me, which was amazing. We had a really, really fun time. And I'm going to kind of, like, I'll go through, like, day by day. But then I'm also going to focus on, like, one specific thing that, like, fucking blew my mind, okay? So, we flew out at, like, 9 o'clock at night, and when we first arrived there, we, like, pretty much just went to the hotel and went to sleep. We stayed at Circus Circus, which is, like, one of the original hotels on the Strip, and it's, like, at the very, very far end of the Strip. It's, like, in between, like, the Strip and old Las Vegas, so it's, like, kind of its in its own little world there. But it was pretty cool. They had, like, free circus acts every day. And, like, we only saw one of them there. And it was, like, these two girls who did, like, a unicycle act.
Oh, wow.
And they had, like, bowls. And they were, like, tossing the bowls back and forth to each other. And, like, catching them, like, just with their heads. Like, it was amazing. It was really cool. So, Circus Circus, it was a really fun hotel. Of course, all the hotels there have, like, a theme. So, yeah, so our first night, we just kind of, like, chilled out. Like, went to bed because we were fucking tired by the time we got there. And then on our second day, we booked a couple of our tours, and we went on our first tour. We went on a tour of the Hoover Dam.
Yes.
Which was super cool.
What is it?
So, back in the 30s, the Colorado River was, like, raging through that part of Las Vegas and Nevada and Arizona, and they were, like, it was, like, causing flooding and all this stuff, and, like, they were, like, we have to figure out, how to figure this out and, you know, make this work for us. And so Herbert Hoover came up with the design for the Hoover Dam, and they began construction on it. So basically what they were doing is they were cutting off part of the river, but they were also still going to supply some of the water to the river.
Okay.
So that it, like, continued flowing and all that stuff. And and then they were going to use it as a power source for the towns around there.
Oh.
So there's a power plant that's part of it.
So it's like, oh my god, is it a green energy source? Is that, like,
or... kind of, yeah. That's cool. That's yeah, cool. So they use water to do it, and, like, the whole structure is just amazing. So they built this thing in the 30s. They had, like, a 7-year timeline, and they ended up finishing it in 5 years and under budget. So under time and under budget, and, like... The innovations that they used to make this thing, like, was incredible.
For the 30s, right?
For the 30s, yeah, it was huge. So they had, like, a shitload of concrete to build this thing. And so instead of pouring it all as one thing, they would do it in blocks, like, 5 feet by, like, 36 inches or something like that. Yeah. And so they, like, put it all, they were putting it all together. And as they were doing that, they were like, if we don't figure out a cooling system for this, it's going to take 100 years for all the concrete to set.
Oh my
god. If
they
didn't figure out a cooling system for it. So what they ended up doing is putting pipes through the cement and running water through it, cold water through it, so it would cool the cement and harden it quicker.
That's so smart.
It's like super innovative for that time. And they realized that they couldn't import all of the stuff that they were going to need to make this. So they ended up... they ended up using, it was 6 different companies that they used for all the materials and supplies and whatever. And so they ended up just combining those companies into a company called 6 Companies.
Oh, wow.
And so they actually had, like, manufacturing sites for the different materials that they were going to need to make this. They had it all right on site.
Oh, wow.
Everything was right on site. So they made, you know, the construction on this thing was amazing, and it created so many jobs for that time.
Yeah, I bet the economy was just...
This was at a time during the Depression.
Yeah.
They were building this during the Depression. And so, you know, some workers didn't make a whole lot of money, but the workers that had to scale the walls and parts of the dam and all that sort of stuff, they were making up to $5 a day, which in that time was, like, a big deal. Yeah. Like, that was a lot of money. There's, like, rumors that people are buried in the walls of the dam.
That's cool.
No one is buried there. No one... People died working on it, but no one got buried in it.
So is it haunted?
There was, like, a rumor that, yeah, there's that is haunted. But, like, we didn't go into that too much when we were on the tour. But the rumor, the way the rumor got started, of people being buried there is that the workers would just take their shoes off, like, their old work boots, and just throw them in the cement feet up. So people thought, like, oh my god, someone died here, but it didn't. All in all, 96 people over the 5 years died working on it.
I mean,
which, it's a lot of people, but it's not too bad for 5 years.
Yeah.
Given that, you know, there's no...
I don't know how to use that word. I just thought it sounds smart, so...
I sound smart when I say this. Yeah, considering that there were literally, like, no safety guidelines at that time, 96 is a pretty good success rate.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, the first person to die and the last person to die on the construction, I can't remember, No, it was father and son.
Oh.
Yeah, so the father died at the start of the construction, and then the son died
at
the end of construction.
That's cool, though. I mean, it's kind of cool, but...
Yeah, and, like, I don't know if that's 100% true, but that's what I heard.
Okay.
So don't, like, quote me on that or anything. And there was something else.
We're gonna quote that and put it on our first t-shirt.
The father died and then the son. That's just what it says at the Hoover Dam. And then I think there were also like 10 or 15 more people that died after the construction. And they didn't really keep like a track record of that. Oh, wow. But like those people would have died from like carbon monoxide poisoning from working in the tunnels and all that stuff. And the dam will never ever flow over because they have these like overflow systems in place, which is really cool. So if it ever does reach a high level, it's going to overflow into these things. And they actually have like trenches kind of where it'll go down and back into the Colorado River. Really, really innovative for its time.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when you go there. Like it looks like a structure that was built
recent,
like in our time. Like, it's amazing. And it's kind of cool. There's 2 towers there, and one is Nevada time, and the other one is Arizona time. So when you cross the bridge... Yes, when you cross the bridge, you start in Nevada, and then you go over to Arizona. So you're in, like, 2 places at once. It's pretty cool.
I've never been to Arizona, but I like it.
Yeah, I have a story about that for the next day, because it was, like, great. We went, did, like, a day trip into Arizona, too. But the Hoover Dam was really cool. So if you're going to Las Vegas, do yourself a favor and go see the Hoover Dam. Like, it's just, like, a really impressive structure. It's really cool to go there and see it and, like, learn about it. And I, like, I just, like, I totally turned into my dad when I was there. Because, like, my dad loves the Hoover Dam. And, like, me and my dad, like, would, like, look at, like, books about it. And, like, my dad would watch, like, shows about the Hoover Dam when I was little. And I'd be like, I want to go there one day. So I got to go there. And it was really cool. And, like, the first thing my dad asked me when I got off the plane, he was like, did you go to the Hoover Dam? I was like, yeah, Dad, we went. He's like, it's so cool, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, it's amazing, Dad. It was so cool. So, yeah, it was really fun there. So then we went to the Hoover Dam, and then we went back to the Las Vegas Strip, and, we went out for dinner. We had some New York-style pizza at the New York Hotel, which was amazing. Like, the New York Hotel was so cool. All the themes, like, in there are amazing, and, like, it was actually, like, you were, like, walking the streets of New York. There was, like, a little, like, New York taxi.
Is that the one where there's a zipline inside it?
No.
Okay, what is
so
that?
So the zipline, yeah, like, with all the lights and stuff, too. Yeah. So that's Fremont Street. We didn't get to Fremont Street.
Oh, I'm so sorry to bring that
so up. So I want to go back and do it, but, like, I'm obviously just going to plan, like, a big friend trip for that. And, like,
wait till I'm 21.
You betcha. And then we'll go and have a good time. It'll be fun. And, yeah, so Fremont Street is, like, the old part of Las Vegas.
Okay.
But if you say the old part, then, like, if you say old Las Vegas, then people know you're a tourist. Mm. So you need to call it, like, Fremont Street or downtown. That's what I call it. I learned that when I was there. But New York Hotel, it has a roller coaster in it. What? I didn't ride the roller coaster, though.
Sade.
But it was, what did you say?
Sade.
Sand. But it was really cool in there. And one of the other things I did while I was there was pretty much, like, any time I saw, like, a Las Vegas Knights merchandise thing, I, like, took a picture of it for Perry. Because I was like, oh, she's going to like this. And, so I did that. It was, like, everywhere. There was, like, Las Vegas Knights stuff everywhere.
Like, fucking killing it.
They were doing really good, yeah. So, so I was doing all that. And then later that night, we went and saw a Cirque du Soleil show. And it's called Zumanity. And, like, it was so good. What the fuck are they talking about? So this show, Zumanity, it's so good. It's rated 18 plus because it's a little raunchy.
Ooh.
It's a little risque. Ooh. It is so amazing. So it starts, you have to get there, like, a little bit early because they do a little pre-show. So these, like, two sisters come out and they're dressed as, like, French maids. And they're bigger girls, but, like, gorgeous. And they're all done up. And they're walking around and they're getting in the audience and, like, walking through. And they're, like, they're literally, they're just wearing, like, bra, thong, and, like, French maid apron.
Oh, wow.
And they're walking around with trays of strawberries, and they're, like, squeezing through everyone, and they're like, excuse me, like, putting their boobs in people's faces, and, like, one guy got squished between the two of them.
Wow.
And, like, so
you,
like,
probably had a good night.
The audience gets really involved through, like, the whole show. And so they, like, start the show off, and they're really funny, and they're, like, talking about it, and they're like, I'm the pretty sister. No, I'm the pretty sister. And they have, like, funny little accents. And so, like, they start the show, and then there's this other guy, like, Casanova, and he comes out, and he's like, oh, yes, I'm so hot, and, like, oh, baby, you come with me, and, like, so good. And then it starts, and the whole thing is hosted by Edie. Edie is her name. I just want to see if I still have it on here. Nope, but I have Guy Fieri Flavortown quotes.
Wow.
Honestly. Oh, there we go. Okay, so Edie, she is the, she's the MC of Zumanity. She's known as Mistress of Sensuality.
Oh, fuck.
And she's a fucking drag queen. Yes.
That's
so
insane.
Christopher Kenny is his name, and his drag queen persona is Edie, Mistress of
Sensuality.
And I'm gonna show Perry a picture, and she can, like, we'll, like, post it on Instagram.
We'll do
or
a
whatever.
Nice little swipe button for this one.
Yeah. So, like, that's him and then her. And so she's just, like, amazing. And, oh my gosh, her voice is like butter. Like, just, like, oh, like, so sensual and sexy. And, the so the performers, like, perform with very little clothes on. Like, the women are topless or in lingerie. There's a guy who comes out and does this aerial act with, like, a metal bar and chains. Oh. Like, aerial. And he's wearing, like, nothing but, like, a leather thong. And he is, oh, man, so good looking. I was just like, ah, hello.
The audio just spiked so bad.
So good. What?
The audio spiked so bad.
When I did that, like, oh, man, so good. And, like, just, you watch it and you're, like, you're in awe of how strong and powerful and beautiful and, like, fucking sexy and, like, just, like, owning the stage these people are. And then on the inside, you're kind of like, I am a potato.
Hey, but you do sell.
Like,
you're kind of close to
yeah,
that.
And so, but, like, the thing is, I'm, like, watching this and I'm, like, I know how fucking hard this is. And, like, I will never be at this level. Because, like, it, like, this is what they do every day.
Yeah.
And, like, it's amazing. There's this one part where these two girls come out in this bowl.
Oh.
This big bowl of water. They're
like
topless.
Like a fishbowl?
Like a fishbowl, kind of. It's, like, flat at the top and it's got, like, a little kind of, like, deck around it,
yeah,
or whatever. They're topless. They're in, like, nude thongs. And they are doing, like, freaking, like, bendy things and, like, balancing acts with,
oh,
each,
wow,
other. They're freaking, like, entwining themselves with each other in the water, under the water, and, like, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm, like, the whole time I was like, oh my god, so gorgeous, you guys are amazing, and, like, oh, and then there's this, like, beautiful, sexy, like, balancing partner acro act, and, like, oh, I wish the audience could see the movements I'm doing, because, like,
too,
it is not anywhere close to what they were doing, but that's how I have to describe it. And, like, oh, just the, like, the way that they move their bodies, and, like, it's just, it's so good, it's so good. And then there's this, like, hoop act, but it's, like, a fancy hoop. It's not just, like, an aerial hoop. It's,
mm-hmm,
like, I don't know, this whole, it goes up and it goes down, and it's a man and a woman, and there's a bed underneath them, and they're, he's, like, throwing her around and catching her, and,
wow,
they're, like, doing all these poses, and, like, it, everything about it is just so freaking beautiful. And, you know, every now and then Edie comes out and she, like, kind of introduces the next act, and, like, so every act is kind of, like, a different part of, like, love and sex and sensuality,
oh,
and the very end is, like, the climax. And this girl comes out, and she's doing, like, an aerial straps act. And it is the, honestly, I can't even put into words what it was. It was, like, the sexiest, most seductive thing I've ever seen. It's like a, so she's using the aerial straps, but she basically does it as, like, a bondage act on,
oh my,
herself.
God.
And she's, like, hanging,
wow,
up, and she's, like, got it, like, around her neck, and then, like, and it's just, like, and the audio for it, too, it's all, like, heavy breathing, and, like, I don't want to do it, because it's,
oh,
just, like,
okay,
it's,
yeah,
like, different than that, like, it's better than that, and just, like, you know, whatever. Anyway, it's just, like, it's amazing, and then, like, it, oh, man, I, oh, it's so good. And then at the end, oh, my god, no, 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 I have to go back. There's this guy, and he's a contortionist, and he freaking does things with his, like, I swear he has no joints. He does things with his body, and his, like, and it's just, like, poses, things, and, like, I swear to God, my jaw was, like, to the floor the whole time, and I swear to God, he made eye contact with me and was like, yeah, this is real. And I was like, oh, dang. Like, it was a good show. So if you're ever in Las Vegas, like, go see it. And then at the end, there's, like, oh, and there's, sorry, there's these two performers play, like, a married couple, and they're from, they're, like, Cockney from,
oh,
England,
yeah,
and her name's Jessica, and his name is Dick, and, they, like, pull people up from the crowd, and they're, like, she, like, finds a guy, and she's, like, this is my boyfriend, and, like, Dick comes out, and he's, like, oh, like, Jessica, what are you doing? And she's, like, oh, I've just found myself a boyfriend, and at this point, like, you don't know that they're,
yeah,
like, husband-wife, right? And then he's, like, oh, all right, yeah, he's a good one, and she's, like, so-and-so to, like, the audience guy. She's like, so-and-so, this is my husband, Dick. He's like, oh, nice to meet ya. And, like, it's just, oh, my God. It's so funny. And they pull people up from the audience all the time and are like, oh, we're going to teach you a dance move. And, like.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, like, the audience gets involved and, like, it's super fun. And then at the end, it's, like, all the performers come back on stage and the stage is spinning.
Okay.
And they basically make it look like, yeah. But, oh, yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm, like, super excited.
Now I know.
So, yeah, so the stage is spinning, and then they basically just make it look like a big, like,
orgy.
But, like, everything is so tasteful, and yeah. I don't know how they do it and make it, like...
Yeah.
Like, if I were to do it, they'd be like, get this girl a cage. Because, like, oh, there's a same-sex act, too.
Oh!
Two guys. And they do this, like, fight thing in a cage. Ooh. And then at the end, they, like...
Ooh.
They kiss and, like...
Oh, wow.
It's, like... it's fucking knocked my glasses off. It's, like... It's, the whole thing is just so good. That was probably my favorite part of the
trip.
That's cool. It was amazing. So, if you're ever in Las Vegas, go see Zumanity. Okay. So, that was the second day. The third day, we woke up really early. We went to Arizona to go to the Grand Canyon, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Like... Just, like, this natural structure, like, you feel so small, and I love things that make me feel small, and, like...
Honestly, with your height, how, like, that must be so easy, though.
I just feel good all the time. no, but, like, just, like, those big, like, natural, like, it's like being near those the ocean.
Big rocks.
Yes, those big rocks. But you know how, like, I don't know. It was, like, the same feeling I get when I'm near the ocean.
Yeah.
And, like, I love the ocean. It was incredible.
Yeah.
But it fucking hailed.
Oh, God.
And it fucking snowed.
In Arizona.
A fucking dry desert. And it hailed and snowed. Yeah. It was amazing because I got some really cool pictures.
Yeah.
And the part of the canyon that we went to the West Rim, and it was, the Hualapai. I think that's what they're called. The Hualapai Nation owns it. So it's actually a sovereign land in the United States. So United States government has nothing to do with that part. It's, like, all governed by them.
That's exciting.
So there was, like, a little, like, Indian-type village. So there were, like, teepee structures and things like that you could walk through and, like, look at and see. And that was really cool. I can't really say too much else about the Grand Canyon other than that it fucking hailed and snowed while I was there. It was really impressive. Next time I go to Las Vegas, I want to do a helicopter tour through it.
Oh, wow. Because
I think that would be amazing. So that'll be on my list for next time. And then that night, we saw Cher.
Which, when Sarah Snapchatted our group chat, like, the picture of her there, I lost my fucking mind. Because I love Cher.
Mm-hmm. So, we knew we wanted to do a couple of shows, and... My aunt really wanted to see Celine Dion, but Celine Dion was sick, so she wasn't there. So we were like, hey, let's go see Cher. So we went and saw Cher, and she's gonna be 72, and she put on an amazing show. Like, she came out and, like, it was...
Cher's hot.
Oh, if I can keep myself looking like this until I'm 72, it'll be a miracle. She came out in that, like, little black number, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Where, like, you know, it's just literally just covering her nipples and her crotch.
Yep.
And, like, she still fucking rocked the shit out of that. I was like, you get it, lady. Comes out, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way. Like, so good. And then her last song was, do you believe in love after love?
A good ender.
So good. She sang her Burlesque song in there, Christ. Which I knew you guys would freak out over, so I made sure I sent a little video of that to them, and she had so many costume changes. Her dancers were amazing. She had aerial acts during her show as well, and the night we saw her was the first night of her residency there. So it was really so cool. So
cool.
Yeah, so
that you can say that even.
Yeah, and she ended up, she started a little bit late.
Yeah.
But, like, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have waited for her. So she was really good. I really, really liked her. And then we walked a little bit of the strip that night. And then on Thursday, which was our last day there, we walked the whole 4 mile strip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we started at one end. We went to the aquarium at Mandalay Bay. And Mandalay Bay was a beautiful hotel. We didn't go into the Luxor. The Luxor is the one that's, like, Egypt-themed.
Yeah.
Like, the pyramid is there. Yeah. But we didn't go into that one. We went into Excalibur, which is a castle-themed hotel and casino. It was really cool. We went into the MGM Grand. We went into New York, New York. We went through Caesar's Palace, which was huge.
I have one question. Did you drink anything cool? Like, did you have any cool drink?
Oh, I did. So we went to, okay, well, first, there's, like, these, like, slushy spots.
Yeah.
Like, frozen daiquiri bars, everywhere.
Wow.
So we got, a big cup. Mm-hmm. We, like, bought a reusable cup from them, and it was 32 ounces, and you got, like, a big frozen daiquiri in it, so that was pretty cool. And then I had a really nice cocktail at a restaurant called the Sugar Factory, and it was called Peace, Love, and Harmony.
Oh.
Can't remember what was in it. There was a hibiscus flower that I ate that was, like, a garnish, but I was like, I'm gonna eat it. And it tasted good. Hibiscus flowers taste nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, so yeah, we did get some fancy drinks. And so Caesar's Palace was huge. It felt like it went on forever. And we went into the Venetian, where they do, like, gondola rides.
Yeah.
It's, like, Italy-themed, like, Venice-themed. We went into the Paris Hotel. We went into the Flamingo, where, yes, there are real flamingos at the Flamingo. If I go back, I think that's where I want to stay.
Ooh.
It was, like, a really nice hotel. We went in Treasure Island.
Treasure.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was nice. We packed a lot into a few days, but, the highlight for me was definitely, Zoomanity and the Hoover Dam. Like, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It's good.
So, 10 out of 10 would recommend Las Vegas again. It was a lot of fun. I ate some good food. We had New York style pizza. We ate at the Hard Rock Cafe for breakfast on our last day.
How was that? I've never been, but I've always wanted to go.
Honestly, we were gonna go to Denny's.
Oh.
But then there was this guy on the street, and he was like, come on into the Hard Rock Cafe. Like, people are just yelling at you all the time to come in and, like, do that or whatever. And so my aunt was like, oh, I'll go check it out, like, see. And she was like, do you want to go there? And I was like, yeah, okay, we'll go there. And honestly, I had the best waffle of my life. It was so good. Like, good waffles are hard to find. They're usually, like, soggy.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you go, you get, like, a soggy waffle.
Our friend Joanna's brother made me waffles one time as a dessert at their house after dinner, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. Like, good waffles are hard to find. But, so this waffle, it was, like, crispy on the outside, soft and fluffy on the inside. They served it with whipped maple butter, strawberries, and maple syrup. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my hash brown out.
So, it was a really good waffle. And we also ate at the Shake Shack. I did not get a shake, and it was not a shack.
Sad.
But it was good. I had a hot dog.
Mm.
And I know I say all the time I don't eat hot dogs, but
I think we actually had an argument on the
show. I don't eat Cineplex hot dogs. I don't eat Cineplex hot dogs. But Shake Shack had a good hot dog. I have a hard time getting burgers in the States because they, like, cook them to, like, medium. They kind of cook them like steak.
Oh.
And, like, it's fine. Like, they're always good. Like, you don't get pink
meat. I've never been to the States.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, it depends where you go. Like, McDonald's, obviously, like, you're just gonna get a burger, like, home. But if you go to, like, a burger place, they cook it to, like, medium.
Weird.
Yeah, and so, I just, like, it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, I have had them before, and, like, they're always fine. They taste good. Like, there's nothing wrong with the way they cook them. They're always cooked all the way through.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, like, you can specify, like, if you get a burger and you want it done a little bit more than just medium, you can specify that. But I just didn't want to go through the hassle that time. So the Shake Shack, it was pretty, it was good. It was yummy. My aunt got a shake from there the next day, and she said it was really, really good. I had some really nice gelato at Caesar's Palace, and, yeah, it was just, yeah, it was good. It was just a really good time. There's a bunch of stuff that I want to do that I didn't get to do, like Fremont Street.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have an excuse to go back.
Yeah. Do you have a mini rant?
No, I had, like, a pretty good week.
That's good.
Yeah, nothing's really, like, bugging me. Oh, with, like, except for the fact, I mean, my sister held on and, like, didn't have her baby until I came back, but, like, now she can fucking have her baby. Like, now. Like, fucking, my best friend just had her baby. That is so cute. It's so cute. Yeah, so now we're just waiting for my sister to have a baby. So, if I'm gonna rant, it's about her and that she hasn't had a baby. Do you have a mini rave?
Yeah. Actually, I had a really, really good dessert on Friday.
Tell me about
it. This local place at the Door Knock. I had a nice sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, and I like a stiffy toffee.
A stiffy toffee. Ooh, a stiffy toffee, huh? I like, no, I'm a sucker
sticky toffee pudding.
Sticky toffee pudding. Yeah. And, oh my god, it was like, oh, I posted a picture on my Instagram stories. But it was, like, fucking massive. Oh. And, like, I was already full because I had french fries and a grilled cheese on rye, which was to die for.
Yeah. Was this yesterday?
This was on Friday.
That was yesterday.
I don't know what day it is.
Did you go with Joanna?
No.
Oh.
I went.
Who did you go with?
With my office as a post office.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks nice.
It was wonderful and warm, and it was, like, rainy out, and I had a hot chocolate. It was, like...
Oh, that sounds
nice. It was what I needed.
Yeah, the only time I've been...
And the World Cup was on, which also a nice little rave is, like, not a lot of my Leafs players, but, like, a fair amount of them, my favorite, Freddie, is playing for Denmark, so I get to see them, because, like...
I didn't realize that the World Cup was on now.
Yeah.
Wow, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh. That's so nice.
Yeah, so yeah, I had a nice little afternoon yesterday.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Because I know tax season was like,
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. But it's over, and the weather's getting nice, so.
The weather is getting nice. I'm ready for summer. I'm
fucking excited.
Like, come on, warm weather.
I just want a tan, good hair, and, like, some nice drinks. That's all I want.
I feel that.
Speaking of nice drinks, we're going to go have a couple of those, so.
We going to get fucked up, y'all. Peace out. This is Rant Rave.
Bye. We love you.
Bye.
Oh, our Instagram is Rant and Rave Podcast. And our Twitter is @RantandRavePod. And like and subscribe on
like
iTunes.
Us. Follow us. Subscribe. If you like us, go ahead and just, you know, fucking massacre that like button.
Bye.